So how can we avoid excessively self-critical mentality? If we don't criticize ourselves, we may not improve. But if we criticize ourselves, we become disheartened.
Yeah.
Again, you know, we have to know the patterns of our consciousness. It's like some places, if we have electric charge coming, sometimes there are spikes which come. The electrical voltage suddenly goes up. Then at that places, we may have spike guards, which try to decrease the spike. So like that, sometimes our consciousness gets spikes. So it may be anger, it may be greed, whatever it may be, the spikes come up. And when those spikes come, it is almost impossible to resist them. You just feel overpowered at that time. You're almost like driven like a puppet or a slave. So this also is a result of past conditioning. And we just have to recognize that we may not be able to control ourselves when the spikes come. But the spikes are not there 24 hours a day. The spikes come and they go. So what we do in between is very important. If in between we are trying to be steady, we are trying to connect with Krishna, we are trying to purify ourselves, then gradually by that, we will become purer, and when the spikes come, we'll be able to resist ourselves. So being too self-critical means that when the spike came, I succumbed. But after that, in the remaining time, I'm beating myself, instead of connecting with Krishna. So beating myself is not going to change myself. It is connecting with Krishna that is going to change myself. So during that period, okay, I slipped, I fell, whatever happened, doesn't matter. Right now, I have opportunity to connect with Krishna, let me connect with Krishna. So the spikes have come, they've gone now, let me not dwell mentally too much on them. So if we let that episode get over and then focus on connecting with Krishna, gradually these episodes will become less frequent and less intense. Two things, you know, the spikes will come, but their peaks will not be so bad, not so intense. And the spikes will also become less frequent. They'll come after greater times. So not having any self-criticism means, you know, whatever happens, it's all right. So during the spikes, we succumb. And during the other time, we're nonchalant. Okay, everything is going on. And again, the spikes come, we'll succumb. But doing too self-critical means, at that time, we are so much beating ourselves that we're not connecting with Krishna. So to some extent, being strict means that during the intervening periods, I take things seriously and I try to connect with Krishna seriously. So actually, normally we think of that the soul's desire to be God. That comes out by talking about how good I am. No? How good I am. I can do this so well. But that same desire can come in a negative way, where we beat ourselves for not conforming to a particular standard of perfection. That means I want to be God and I'm frustrated because I can't be God. So it's the same mentality basically. So I agree that I admit to myself that I'm a finite being. I can do different things with different levels of skill. Some things I may not be able to do all well, but that doesn't mean that I have to succumb every time. So that excessive self-criticism is also just the negative counterpart of excessive self-glorification or self-congratulation. You know, I am so great. The opposite of that is I am so bad. Our focus should be on, you know, I am a servant of Krishna. Let me serve Krishna. And however good I may be, however bad I may be, still I can serve Krishna. So it's good to remember that actually, you know, Krishna's love for us does not depend on who we are. Krishna's love for us is not based on who we are, it is based on who He is. Now, He is Suhrudam Sarva Bhutanam. He is the well-wisher of all living beings. Krishna is often called as Bhakta Vatsala, but the Bhagavatam also calls Him as Krupana Vatsala. No, He is not just a lover of the devotees, He is also a lover of the Krupanas. So He is the well-wisher of everyone. And now certainly, how we reciprocate with Krishna's love will determine how much we advance, how much we experience spiritual happiness. But the principle that Krishna loves us, that does not depend on how we are acting. What depends on, what determines, or how we act determines how much we experience Krishna's love. It's like the sun always gives light. But if my eyes are closed, I cannot see the sun's light. That does not mean the sun is not giving light. So like that, Krishna always loves us. But when we are attached to other things, then it's like our eyes are closed to Him. So by remembering that Krishna always loves us, no matter how many times we fall, we can actually become enthused to start practicing bhakti more enthusiastically. So excessive self-criticism is also just the negative side of the ego. So there is the... Basically, you know, that self-criticism is basically often the venting out of the frustrated false ego. The fulfilled false ego thinks, oh, I am so great. The frustrated false ego thinks, I am so bad. But you know, what I am is not all that important. You know, relatively speaking, of how good or bad I am. I am simply meant to serve Krishna. So if you have that focus, then we can move on steadily. Thank you,
Mataji. Just one question. Are you happy to come?